All right, everyone, we're going to roll into our post-race press conference with our race winner, Corey Heim. We're going to take a break in the bullpen really quick. If you have a question for Corey, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you. Perfect. We'll start in the front. Right up here.
Hi, Taylor DeSormo with MLive. Tell me about that move to go from third to first, and did you feel like Carson was kind of holding up the line there and that you were faster than him?
I don't think he was holding up the line. I think we just get really big runs, and it's tough to be the leader in the trucks with how draggy the trucks are in general. But, yeah, I mean, I was kind of basing it off of my run. I never really felt like I had a big enough run to that point to clear both of them. I didn't want to go inside of the 38 and then be side-by-side with the 77 and get stuck on the bottom because the top was so much better and just got huge runs, and you could kind of blow by people on the top if you were hooked up. So I was kind of waiting for the big enough run that I could go down to the bottom and clear them both, and the 11 got hooked up with us on the front stretch, and we had a huge run into one, so just kind of took my chances at that point. I definitely wanted to control the race at the end there. I was more confident in myself to control the race and lead rather than be second, so that's kind of what went into that.
We'll go up to the front to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I'm sure in good faith some of this is his frustration just not winning, but Caden felt like, one, that was the only kind of block that a teammate can give you because a teammate's not going to respond to it. And what is the proper etiquette of throwing a block on anyone, including a teammate?
Just get thicker skin and deal with it. That's honestly my advice to him.
And then he also felt like there was an opportunity for you guys to maybe do some drafting together and try to get away from the 77 and the front row cars and then kind of race it out amongst yourselves. Was there an opportunity for that, or is that even like a fair ask of him, or no?
I thought we worked pretty well together to get a gap. Me and Bell in the first two stages, maybe just stage two, we worked really well together. We kind of talked pre-race, thought our trucks were good enough to link up and sort of just drive by guys, because I thought our trucks just had the best center speed and the best handling on longer runs. So when me and Bell talked about it, we basically said, if we find each other, let's just stay in line and push each other and try to get clear of whoever's third on back. We were able to accomplish that, and I lost him there in stage three. I don't know if he had a bad stop or what happened to him, but I was kind of depending on that to help us, maintain the lead in case guys were super aggressive and wanted to dice it up for the lead. But I thought us and the 11 worked pretty well together for the last five laps. But when it's a white flag, you got to do what you got to do at that point. If he wrecked me by me blocking him, then that's my fault, and that's fine. It is what it is. I thought us in the 62 and us in the 11 worked really well together when we were trying to maintain the lead there.
Do we have any other questions for Corey? We'll go to Chris Knight, and then in the middle will be the final question.
Corey, Chris Knight, CatchNights.com. I was just curious if you had any more truck races scheduled with Tricon for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we do. I don't believe we know exactly when yet, but I think I have two left. They're trying to work on which races right now.
All right, we'll finish off right here in the middle.
Corey Lanning, Quisbury, FrontStretch.com. With this being win number 26, a big win for you, and your numbers are so historic. With you going cup racing full time next year, how motivated are you to continue to truck race beyond next year and the years throughout the rest of your career?
Yeah, I'd love to do it. I feel like obviously cup racing is super hard. It's been a challenge for me, as it is for most people in their early days of cup racing. So trying to adapt to that. Truck drive is a lot different to me. I don't know if it directly helps the cup stuff, but I think anytime you do like a double duty weekend just to get some laps on the track and sort of understand where the grip is on a given weekend, it's a benefit. So I don't know if it would directly help my development of cup car. I think that's kind of just reps in the cup car itself, but I would love to do more truck races if we can find the funds and find the right opportunities next year.
Perfect. Thank you, Corey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are going to go ahead and run through our bullpen. Thank you for your patience. If drivers, if you can spread out throughout the room, that would be great.